This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the midday show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Plenty of room on the old hold on the phone lines if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We got six lines available. Two of them are taken, and that leaves four, if my math is correct. So jump on. Get on hold. Ask us a question. We'll start with Tababi, who's in Atlanta.
All right, so I know you guys see the videos on social media. They jokingly call it 37U, and it's a grown man playing tackle football and
yes,
full pads, which I think is just idiotic. Because imagine coming to tell your boss that you need to miss work because you just tore your ACL
yes,
playing tackle football. So what age does a guy realistically need to just hang it up as far as, like, full contact sports?
Ooh,
I know. And secondly, me and my wife, we're the best. We're the host with the most. Whenever we host anything, don't worry about nothing. We got all bases covered.
Right.
And when we show up somewhere, we can refuse to show up empty-handed. So our two go-tos are my wife's chocolate chip cookies and her cake bites.
Okay.
If we go anywhere, people want those, and we always have them. What are your go-tos whenever you're showing up to somebody's house?
Ooh. Oh, all right. Well, the first question.
Thank you, Tababi.
I don't want to tell anybody, because my thing is like this. If you're playing in these leagues, do you think, you don't get a shot somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. As long as that's not the case.
No, nobody – that goes away at some point.
I don't.
Now, that's there for a while.
Yes.
But it goes away at some point. And then you're just doing it for fun.
Yeah, okay. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, you played in the NFL.
I understand that. So that's what I'm saying. And so when you get invites to do, join these leagues,
yeah,
no. I'm cool.
Yeah.
You know,
you played the competitive sports
yeah,
that you're gonna play
yeah,
at the highest level,
yeah,
so you got it out.
Yeah, that's why
the rest of us, it's in there.
That's what I'm saying. Like these dudes be out here going at it.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, damn, dog. Like you love it. That I love ball. I do. I love it. I love what it's done for me, my family, everything that's done for us. Ain't no way in the hell I could put no helmet on and go play no more.
But, yeah, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
There's no reason
but
to. It wouldn't make any sense.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. Like, a good buddy of mine, he said they played full contact flag football. What the hell is full contact flag football?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, no. And if it's a flag, it don't make no sense to be full contact.
You're not supposed to tackle it.
Like, we can
football.
Run into each other every now and then. That
right.
Happens,
I guess that must be what it is.
No.
That must be
what I watched the video. These dudes are flying through the air, cross body blocking. And, come on, man.
So, my second youngest brother lives here. We were at his house on Saturday, having dinner, hanging out. My next youngest brother is going to move here
right,
this summer. We all play soccer. We want to get a men's league team together to play. We were in the backyard playing, we're just playing catch with the frisbee,
mm-hmm,
right? He threw one too high, so I had to try to turn around and, like, make a catch. And I didn't try that hard to get it. Wasn't trying to hurt myself.
What'd you do?
But I tried hard enough to where I felt like the beginnings of what would have been an injury had I been trying too hard.
Right.
And I was like, that didn't feel good on my groin at all. Mm-hmm. And all I did was turn and, like, I didn't even jump. I just, like, went up on a tippy toe. It's like, if we're going to play this men's league soccer thing,
I better get in shape.
One of us, I'm in fine shape. It's just my, you know, ligaments are old.
Yes.
So, like, and also they've both had, my brother Ryan snapped
Achilles?
His Achilles a couple years ago playing men's league lacrosse.
Yes.
My brother Michael ruptured his ACL, did his ACL had 10 years ago playing men's league soccer.
Yeah.
I've never had a bad injury like
Dude,
that. And I don't want one.
You're next.
I am next.
Yeah.
I am next. Because I'm the oldest one.
Yeah, go get your ass.
And I'm
out
older
there.
Now than I was yesterday.
Yeah.
well,
I think we all are.
But like I'm like shape wise, I'm okay, but I think I'm just doing what I'm capable of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing a lot of that lateral like go from zero to sprint, like stuff that's gonna lead to that.
Yeah, go get your ass out there and get hurt.
But I'm gonna though.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna not I wanna play. I wanna play with them.
Yeah.
I haven't played soccer in a long time.
Yeah.
And I like playing it.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going
to have
do
fun,
it.
Dog. Have fun. Have fun. You know Abe wants to play.
He may. I don't know. We'll see. We might need another one.
Yeah, he wants to play.
I know.
And go to.
If we need another body, I know Abe will be there for us.
Yeah, go to. I usually bring beer or something. Like, whenever, a lot of times we go with my family, they love my wife cooks poncet. And so, yeah, that's about it, though.
I'm trying to think. Like, when we go to events that we just ask, like, hey, what should we bring?
Right.
And then if they say, bring X, bring some bread or bring a ice or something.
Yeah.
Then we'll do that. Or if not, then just alcohol.
Yeah.
Just bring some alcohol and everyone's going to like that.
Hell yeah.
You're never going to go wrong there. Sean is in Alpharetta. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. This is a two-part question because I was thinking about how they said that Denzel Washington is supposed to appear in Black Panther 3. So I was wondering, what is your favorite, not necessarily favorite movie, but what is your favorite role that Denzel has played in a movie? And also, if you could replace one person with Denzel in a movie, who would it be? If he could have replaced Leonardo in Wolf on Wall Street or replaced Jamie Foxx in Django or something like that.
All right. Okay. I just do the easy one?
Alonzo's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I love Alonzo.
You don't have to make it too complicated.
Yeah, I loved him in Siege. I thought he was awesome in Siege. Mm-hmm. I love Denzel in.
I don't know very many that I didn't like him in. He's great in pretty much everything.
I would have loved Training Day. But I would have loved to have seen Samuel L. Jackson in Remember the Titans as Coach Boone.
Huh.
Yeah. I would love to see it.
So you're replacing Denzel with another actor.
Yeah.
I see. He was saying if you could put Denzel in another movie that he wasn't in.
Oh, that he wasn't in.
Replace someone with
Denzel.
Oh, I'm
sorry. Denzel. Okay. Woo.
What would be one that wouldn't work?
Like, I don't know. Like, could he? No, you can't do that. I was about to say, could he, like, be Eddie Murphy in, like, Life?
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I got it. Because we watched it this weekend for some reason. It was just on. Like Denzel as Eddie Murphy in Boomerang.
Okay. Maybe. Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know.
I don't know. God, I don't know. I don't know what I would replace him in. It would be funny to see him in another cool movie like that. Like, he could have played Wolf of Wall Street. I know the character, the guy, is a real person.
Right.
So, but whatever. Who cares? That's a great question. Put him in anything. He could play any character.
Like Denzel. Could he play Django?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? He could have done that.
Damn Denzel.
Absolutely, he could have done that. I'm like, is there a character? Because he always plays cool characters.
Yes.
Is there a movie where the guy sucks? Like, could he do that? You know?
Denzel
Like the Big Lebowski. Now, that guy doesn't suck, so don't make it seem like I'm making that. Like, but could he have played like a hippie stoner, like out there guy like that? Like, let him be the big Denzbowski?
Yeah.
You know?
Could he have been Gator in Jungle Fever?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
Samuel L. Jackson's character.
I saw that movie in such an inappropriate age.
Samuel L. Jackson's character in that movie.
It's like 9.
Could he have played Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
He could have played Forrest Gump. I know he could, obviously, but like.
Yeah, I think so. Why not?
Different movie.
Yeah, very different movie.
Black Panther scene doesn't hit as hard.
Yeah, he could play Nino. in New Jack
definitely.
City.
You guys are thinking of characters he could play.
Yeah, he could play that.
I'm trying to think of stuff that'd be really hard. Oh. Like, you can't just think of cool characters.
Could he have played?
You can play any cool character.
All right, could he have played, like, well, I forgot the name of his character. Like, the Clint Eastwood character in Unforgiven.
I don't have ever seen it.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know.
Could he have been White or in Tombstone or something?
Yeah, again, cool character. Yes. Like, he can do any cool character he can do. They're like, what's a movie about a loser? Could he? Yeah, seriously.
Could he have been Rodney Dangerfield's son in Back to School?
No, exactly. That's a good one.
Could he do, Office Space? Could he be the guy that stopped caring about everything in Office Space?
Just be the stapler guy in Office Space.
Could he be the stapler guy? And I think there's a limit. Like, Denzel's incredibly good at being cool characters.
There are actors who are too charismatic for roles that don't call
for
it.
He probably is too charismatic to play a loser, because there's a lot of losers in movies, and I don't think he could do that. Maybe he could. He's a great actor. He could probably do anything. All right. Josh is in Swanee. What's up, Josh?
Hey, guys. Love your shows. I'm going to keep it on the topic of movies. Around this time, I like to catch up on all the Oscar-nominated movies. Last night, I caught Conclave, which is streaming on Peacock, and with that ending, I think it's going to wipe the floor clean and win every single award that's nominated for. I'm just curious, have you guys watched any of the movies that are nominated? If so, do you have a favorite, or one do you think is going to win everything? Thank you.
My man, hell no.
Probably going to be an Abe question.
Yeah, that's an Abe question right there. I am always the person who wonders, like, how the hell did that win? And who are these dorks on these damn committees that vote for them? That's how I look. That's saying that you got to be a dork to like the movie. But I'm just like, how the hell isn't this movie?
Tell me if you've heard of any of these.
All right.
Okay. These are the movies that are nominated for Best Picture this year. Anora?
What the hell is that?
It's a movie
That's probably the one that's going to win.
Okay. The Brutalist?
No.
If Anora doesn't win, that wins.
A Complete Unknown. That's the
Dylan.
The Bob Dylan movie.
Yeah. Okay.
Conclave. That's the one that he was just talking about.
Okay.
Dune Part 2.
No.
Emilia Perez.
No.
Yep.
I'm Still Here.
No.
Nickel Boys.
No.
The Substance.
No.
And Wicked.
No.
You've heard of Wicked. At least I think so.
Oh,
I've heard of that one.
You've heard of Wicked.
I saw the play. I haven't seen.
But my thing is, like, what's a good movie that just came out this past year that's not on that list that I would probably think they probably should have won?
I don't know.
Like, I'm like, how the hell did that win?
I know.
That's just how, I mean.
The Academy's weird.
You gotta be real artsy these days to win one. No, I'm not saying you. Like, the movie's got to be real artsy to win it these days.
Like, the water.
But, like, the biggest movie used to win it.
Yeah.
But now, I guess everything's different. Like, are there even big movies anymore if they're not superhero movies?
They're like them damn baseball writers for the Hall of Fame now. They're getting their get back.
Only like three of the last 20 or whatever Best Picture winners made over $100 million.
Right. And back in the day, a lot of times the winner would be one of the biggest movies of the year.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, making money. That's not true anymore. I haven't heard any of those movies.
None of them.
But again, I'm not, you know, I don't. That's not my
wheelhouse.
My wheelhouse these days, but no. So the answer is no.
No,
Steven is in Marietta. Hey, Steven.
Can't do it.
Steven.
He dropped.
Oh, Steven's gone. Shane is in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
Hey, what's up with y'all? How y'all doing this afternoon?
Good, Shane.
I was watching Nightcap, and you know, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about the Steve Smith situation going on. And they basically blamed the husband for exposing him. And I was sitting there incredulous, like, you lucky that's all I do if I find out you did that. Like, are y'all crashing now? Or am I just, like,
I got a question for you, all right? And that whole situation, because it's funny as hell to me, first of all. But as a man, and your wife cheated on you with Steve Smith, you feel, like, good about exposing it like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't want everyone to know. Especially the headline
The way I'm set up, I want everything to burn.
Fair enough.
But you can do that without telling it.
Because he looks like he's a punk.
Does.
Yeah, he looks like
the punk. I mean, I get what y'all saying, but like, it ain't like he's going to put hands on Steve Smith. He's like a dog walking.
That's true.
That is true, because Steve will probably break him in half.
What's he going to do?
I know.
Yeah, like, he's doing his wife.
You got to poison him with a dart from afar.
When I saw this, I just started laughing.
You got to hit him in the neck.
It's funny, because I'm like, okay, you know that.
So people don't know what we're talking about. Steve Smith, the wide receiver, has been outed by a husband who was cheated on.
Yeah.
His wife slept with Steve Smith.
Yeah.
And the husband told everybody.
Yeah, he told everybody. Showed text messages, showed pictures and everything like that. And my thing, I just view it like he looks soft. You know, I know you're hurt and everything. Your woman cheated on you and everything like that. But, like, there's some things that I don't want out there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And the text messages. And then the biggest thing is her telling him what he do to her.
Yeah.
Meaning you don't.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? It's all awful.
You want people to know that?
I don't want anybody to know any of it.
Yeah.
If it was me, no one would ever know. But then what happened to former Panthers great Steve Smith? All food poisoning or something.
I don't know. But I just how I view
an
it.
An like, untimely death.
You telling people what this man do to your wife that you can't do.
Yeah, sorry,
that man,
Orin.
You sound like a punk.
Murder.
You sound like a punk.
Secret murder is what I would do.
Sorry.
Because I'm not going to fight Steve Smith. Like, but
that's the thing about it is, I would rather go fight him and lose a fight than expose myself as being a punk.
I'm not doing either one of those things. I get a blow dart.
Yeah.
While he's on set.
Yeah.
Then everyone on TV gets to see it, and I sit there. Anyway, let's get to takeaways of the day.
Look at here, Steve. I mean, he was crying.
Huh?
He was crying. Did that to my wife,
takeaways
Steve.
Of the day.
Like, get out of here. If we didn't already know this, Abe knows people.
But he doesn't, though. the combine physical, no turn and cough.
Nope.
And what I do know... Gorgie Jang and George Niang, different dudes.
They are. But their names rhyme. They both played for the Hawks, and they like to jack up threes. Yes. So they do have similarities. All right.
We'll talk to you. By no Frenchman today. Yeah.
Talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Watch out now!
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.